This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
And horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Top stories of the day. I got this one here. Check this out, dude. The holy grail of sports cards. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because we got, we might be working with somebody really cool. It's in the sports memorabilia and cards, Legos, all that stuff in Windsor. Could be pretty cool. So we're working on that. And we're doing part of our Top Text Tuesday will be to register people to win stuff and then a big prize at the end of the month. So just hold on. A signed sports collectible card featuring Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant sold for $12.9 million on Saturday night, breaking the record for the most ever paid for a sports card. It's a 2007, 2008 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection Dual Logo Man Autograph Jordan and Bryant card, numbered 1 of 1. Surpassed the 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card, which sold for $12.6 million in late August of 2022. Just amazing. Imagine if you pulled that card. Or maybe you bought it specifically. I don't even know if that's like in regular packs, how that works, but I've never been lucky. I used to be a big card collector. I sold my collection when we moved, when we were talking about moving, which was years ago, but I just wanted to start getting it going. Mike, that'd be nice to have that card, huh?
If I had $12 million burning a hole in my pocket, I would buy that card. I mean, that's two legends, not just in basketball, in sports in general.
Yeah. Oh, it would be sweet. Transfer Caden Salter named Colorado's starting quarterback for the opener. So there was some debate as maybe Juju Lewis might start, but I felt like Caden Salter was going to be the guy. If he had any doubts at all, he wouldn't have transferred to Colorado because this is last year. So, but it is official. He will be starting. And they make the announcement today. The game is now three days away, Mike. Friday night, Georgia Tech, the Colorado Buffaloes. And I got my picks and everything coming up. I'm excited about that.
It's a little late to be announcing it, though.
It is a little late to a game,
and it's one thing if it's 3 days to the game, and you're playing the University of Bob and Susan.
Yeah,
those are just names.
Bob and Susan, aren't those like Brian Gary's friends that you're just
those,
Bob
those
and
are
Susan
names that I just pulled out? Of
they
my
are
head.
Pretty because I mean I, yeah. We do have Susan and Cheryl that work back there, yeah. Although they
well,
haven't
Bob,
showed up to
Bob
the office
and,
for
I've
like
met
3 weeks.
Both Bob and Susan, they're very nice
all right, can
people.
I
don't think they would play football very well.
Can
but,
I finish my?
I'm just saying,
top
like
stories or
three. 3 days before, if you're playing the University of
yeah, it
can't
is interesting.
Play football that well,
but
that's one thing.
They knew who it was.
Georgia Tech.
They knew
that's
who it was.
Huge.
They knew who it was. It's just they made the announcement. Coach Prime doesn't do anything the way you think he should, Mike, and that's honestly kind of a jerk move for you
yeah,
to assume
well,
that.
Well, I mean, I'm the man.
It's kind of a jerk move
everything?
To assume that he's going to just conform. Conformist.
Look, he should conform to the way
you are a conformist.
Oh, no. The CU fans are all over my Twitter. I haven't logged in.
You don't even know how to get on your Twitter.
That's true.
I can't even send you clips I find on Twitter because you're like, I don't know how to get on. But
I also
freaking
don't
go
know
build
how to
a Star Trek
Twitter.
Intergalactic Sequence Planetary. 9 out of Legos, and you can do that in 5 seconds.
Intergalactic.
All right, can I finish top story? Can I finish?
Sorry.
All right, you're dismissed. Trey Hendrickson's contract situation is resolved. Kind of. No, it's actually, you know, a big deal here. It was kind of weird how this went under the radar. Star pass rusher will get a $14 million raise from the Bengals for this season, boosting his 25 salary to $30 million, according to Adam Schefter. His revised deal also includes a $1 million incentive that he collects if he plays 60% of the plays and the Bengals make the playoffs. He's scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent after this season. So he's getting the money for this year, but is that going to be the last year? He insisted he would not play this season under the original contract. The Bengals and Hendrickson had discussed a two-year, $79 million extension that would have placed him among the top three pass rushers in new dollars, according to a source, Jeremy Fowler, equaling $95 million, but the proposed deal included $33 million in guarantees, no guarantees beyond 2025. So that is a big deal for the year. We're waiting on Micah Parsons. Is Micah Parsons next? And then Nick Benito. Texter from 931. Lovely. Now our football talks on everything are going to be consumed with Kelce and Swift engagement. Ugh, it's breaking news on my ESPN app. Really? It's Cut Tuesday, not Engagement Tuesday. It's Top Text Tuesday. We're working with a great new partner, and I'll tell you more about them later. But it's exciting. They are called, and we're still finalizing all the details, Diamond Valley Collectibles. They're in Windsor. Fairly new spot. And I just kind of discovered this area. And we talked, and we're going to be doing, for Top Text Tuesday, we're going to be giving like gift certificates away. And then we're going to be giving a grand prize winner away. And we're still trying to work through that. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to give a gift certificate away every Tuesday to the top texter. And every month, you got to be one of the top texters to win that month. So if you don't win a Top Text Tuesday in the month of September, you're not qualified to win. I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know yet, Mike. We're still working through it. We're still working through ideas. But my thought was you get them registered every Tuesday, Top Text Tuesday, every Tuesday, and they win something cool just for winning. And then you have four names in the pot. And then you pull one of those names out to win the grand prize. What do you think? Or do you think it should be like four random winners and then we do something big for the grand prize, which is we're still waiting on the details on all that stuff. Should we do that? I'm not sure because, listen, you guys can bring some good stuff. Like Top Text Tuesday, I don't know who would win. He said Chris has got a pretty good one. Smitty's up there in the mix today too, but I don't know. Thoughts, Mike?
I heard that you said something about Legos. So
you don't even. It's not.
So am yes, I allowed have, to win?
They have Legos there. No.
Oh. Well, we have a
you
text
wouldn't
from
anyway.
Micah Kilpatrick. My name is Michael Kilpatrick, or Micah.
Michael Kirkpatrick, yeah. The 467th.
Yeah, so that's me. So clearly
yeah,
this Micah Kilpatrick can win.
Yeah.
Not this Michael Kirkpatrick, whatever you call me.
It's a really cool place. So again, we're finalizing details, but we're warming it up right now. And this is not one of those awards where it's like, you know, if you have one in 30 days or whatever, but we want you to be interested in the product. You know, we want you to utilize this product. So we'll get into the details of this. So just hang with me there. Speaking of some great sponsors on this show, do want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor, the best liquor store around. I'm telling you, yesterday was Margarita Monday, so that was cool. But I got to tell you about our beer of the week is from Shock Top. It's Twisted Pretzel, a delicious wheat ale with a pretzel twist. 6-pack for $10.99. And we're going to be getting some new stuff to promote for the fall coming up, all the Oktoberfests and all that very, very soon. But that's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the Rocks. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mike Brohard. It's been a while since we've had Mr. Brohard on the show, but we're looking forward to catching up with him. But first, we'll take a short break here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your community? Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, Good Morning NoCo is on it. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy how those two have, especially on the Taylor Swift side, from the 931 texter, it's breaking news on my ESPN app. I just saw that the Colorado Avalanche tweeted out a congrats to Taylor Swift and Kelce on this exciting moment. Well, they know they're going to get views. They know how it works. Mike Brohard joining me now for the first time in a long time. Mike with CSURams.com and Ram Wire Insider. Great to catch up with you, my friend. Great to see you out at practice today.
It was lovely seeing you today, and I guess this means I'm no longer fired.
Nope, you were fired for a little bit, couldn't get your replacement ironed out, and then rehired, Mike. So welcome back, my friend. And a little bump in pay. We're doubling it.
So what you're telling me is that you couldn't find anybody better than you.
I mean, kind of, and it sounds a lot worse than it is, Mike, but trust me, it's a positive. Now, what's that?
I think it is as bad as it sounds.
Mike, would you like to congrats Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce on their engagement? Man, it's big news.
I already did. I texted them both.
Whatever. I'm sure they're great people, whatever. It's just, I see the Avalanche. Like, the Avalanche just tweeted this out. Congrats to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on this exciting moment. That's just interesting, you know, because I don't see that happening, you know, very often with random, you know, any football player outside of maybe a Broncos player. And it's a Chiefs player, too. Do we have a problem with that? That's just starting to hit me wrong, Mike, as we talk about it.
Why can't they beat Taylor Swift fans and they're just happy for her?
I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe, you know, you're bringing the positivity here on a Tuesday, Mike, and we can appreciate that.
I just don't know why people would get all flummoxed about two people who seem very happy with each other deciding that they wanted to get married. I don't see anything negative about that.
Even the Avalanche tweeting about a Chief there? He's a Bronco killer,
again,
Mike.
Again, but they're Taylor Swift fans probably.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, there you go. Trying to look at the brighter side of life. It is game week, Mike. Before I get into that, though, I've enjoyed what you've been doing, dude. The mic check, the hashtag mic check that you did that you've been doing. And last was it yesterday? Talking yeah. about like the rise of freshmen enrolling at Colorado State. I thought that was fascinating, Mike. Roll off some of those stats that you brought up.
Well, no, it's just a record number of freshmen that have enrolled at Colorado State this year. And among that was a record number of Colorado freshmen, so in-state students that are choosing to go to Colorado State instead of that other school down south or even the Harvard of Weld County. So that's neat. And then I thought it was cool because on Saturday night, Jay did practice. They did their mock game late. They let the students walk across the field. 6,000 to 8,000, that's what I heard. They all get in there, you teach them the cheers. And I think it's a great way to introduce freshmen to what college life can be like, what game day experience can be like. Because I think we all know, I think a lot of people are obviously big fans of professional sports. But to me, the dividing line between them and college is the atmosphere of the event. And I think college students bring an atmosphere like no other. And the more that you have there, the better it is. I mean, we get some rowdy season ticket holders, some longtime season ticket holders that love to tailgate, that love to make themselves heard on game day. But nobody does it better than, you know, a student section of 13,000 kids.
Yeah, well, and I just, that's a fascinating note, too. I mean, the video you put together showing all those students, getting them engaged, and then the rise, you know, in freshmen and choosing Colorado State over a lot of those other areas. And you and I can make the Harvard of Weld County joke, too, because we are, you know, we're alum, Mike. We gotta stick together.
If you guys think it's a joke, I never consider it a joke. I am a proud graduate of the Harvard of Weld County.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, because you know how people can get. They can take a tweet and go crazy with it. What if, like, in the student connection, I mean, what the video you put out there, I mean, that was a lot of people showing up for that, a lot of students showing up. Is that kind of unique over the last couple of years? Have you really seen a growth there or a commitment to getting the students involved well before the actual games start up?
I think this administration, and it starts with John Weber and, you know, Scott Sidwell and Chris Ferris and Christina Diaz, they are very big. Even Amy Parsons, you got to include her in that. They are very big in the game day experience. We talk about it here all the time in athletics. We want to go 2-0 every game day. We want to win off the field. We want to win on the field. So off the field, that's kind of the marketing department. That's communications getting involved. That's everybody getting involved, ticketing. You want to have that Saturday, if it's a football Saturday, or if it's a Thursday night basketball game, you want that to be such an experience. People want to come back and do it again and again and again. And I think you've seen a lot of things. They've done some things, trial and error, with different aspects of pregame and during the game. And if it doesn't work, they just try something else. But this is not an administration that's afraid to try something that they think can enhance the game day experience. And a lot of it's worked. I mean, we sold a record number of merchandise last year. We had our highest football attendance ever last year. We're selling out basketball games for women. We're selling out basketball games for men. We're selling out volleyball matches. Those are things that, you know, you want to do. And part of it is, it's not just the game that's being played, it's what you feel when you're in the arena, when you're in the venue. And I think this administration has really put a focus on that, and it's shown.
Yeah, no question about it. You can see it. You can feel it. You're hearing more and more about it. Mike, quick question for you. Next Tuesday night, are you going? Is next Tuesday night when you know our old school and your current school, UNC, CSU, are going at it on the volleyball side of things?
Will I be there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked that far advanced at my schedule.
Well, I'm just going to tell you.
Or if Eustine Wisuu might be there. I don't know. We have no idea.
Well, I'm just going to tell you because, you know, you and I are dear friends. And if you want to support a dear friend, I am doing the honorary first serve that night. So I just, you know, if you want an autograph or anything, I'd be willing to help you out. But you got to get there early.
So are you going to supply the volleyball that you're going to sign me?
Yeah, sure. I'll find one. Dude, I'm gonna jump serve this thing. Like I said, it's going to go through the wall, so it'll be out in the parking lot. I'll just grab it for you.
I'm good. Hopefully you're practicing.
I don't need to practice, Mike. Come on. This thing, you'll see. I'm excited for the week.
Before he threw out his first pitch.
We're going to have, I think Lindsay Oates is going to join us tomorrow, too, to talk about. I've been a little bold in my conversations about this serve, so we'll see what she has to say.
Yeah, Lindsay can give you some tips.
Yeah, well, I will take them. I will take them, but I'm excited for that. But I'm also excited for to see this football team in action Saturday against a Washington Huskies team that's been, you know, pretty darn good the last couple of years. Obviously, in the national championship game not that long ago, Michigan didn't have to forfeit it, so Washington still is runner-up. But they've been a good football team, certainly a well-respected team. Gets extremely loud there, and that's kind of what we were feeling today at practice, was the Rams preparing for just how loud it's going to be in that stadium.
Yeah, that's becoming customary across the country. If you go into a place that's traditionally loud, you practice with crowd noise. But no, Washington's a really good test, this first trip for them. You got a new defense. I know Tyson Summers is excited to see how they adapt to what they're going to see from a pretty talented Washington team. Their quarterback will like to throw it deep. They've got a running back who can pound it, and he's a 1,000-yard rusher. And they do have explosiveness at wide receivers. So they will be tested. But you have to. I mean, everybody needs this first game to see what you're going through. I mean, Tommy Perry has probably had the most change to overgo throughout this offseason because he lost key pieces, fixtures on his special team units, and he's got to replace them all. And it's not just the specialists, you know, the kicker, the punter. There's a new holder. There's a new long snapper. But it's the guys that are in coverage and the guys that are in blocking. And you had guys like Peter Montini who were on every unit and they excelled, and a Dane Olsen. And those are guys that are hard to replace. And he's got to go through the process of finding out who's going to be, you know, that core group that's going to make the special teams units good, which they have been under Tommy Perry here. He does think they're going to be more athletic, but and it probably will look a little bit different, but he's still hoping for good results.
Mike, is that kind of one of the focuses of your piece coming out at CSURams.com, kind of talking about the special team side of things?
Yeah, I talked to Tommy Perry and a couple guys, okay. And that'll be today's story. And then I did just talk to, you know, a couple guys for what we'll do for setting the stage on Friday. Just looking at a couple different aspects of the team before they go out on this first road trip.
Yeah, I'm pumped for it, Mike. Ready to go, man. Excited to get you back. You know, welcome back to the company. You know, we're always happy to have you, Mike, and we don't ever want to lose you, my friend.
I don't know. Then why do you keep firing me?
Well, you know, we go through things. Yeah, you're. Well, I told you. You said that I said last week, but I my head has been all over the place. I went through a very emotional bet this summer with the Rockies, so I was not thinking clearly. So, Mike, my apologies, but I'm excited to get you back on every single Tuesday here on the whole show.
I was going to say, you kind of fired me during last basketball season, but I guess we're not going to talk about that.
Well, things. We'll talk. Exactly. We'll talk. Mike, always appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, take care.
All right, Mike Brohard. Well, to be honest, we did so much with basketball last year because we had a weekly with Ollie Faroukmanesh. We had Neek Clifford on. Kevin Lytle had his regular segment with us. We were pretty packed to the brim there, plus making room for all of our other teams that we're covering too. So it was getting tight. And Mike understood. He's just being fun. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Take a short break here, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's all the small things, right? Colorado Avalanche. We'll get to that in a second. Lemons Heating and Cooling, they'll go through the small things with you. Maybe it's big things or small things that lead to big things. They'll be there. They'll be ready for you. And it's August 26th. I mean, we're still going to, I think, are we out of the 90-degree woods yet? Are we done with that? I can't imagine. I know this is the last week of August, but we also are going to probably see a lot of days like this, a lot of weeks like this here coming up soon. And you might be thinking about that heater situation. You know, you haven't ran it for a while. It's going to be a bit longer still. But make sure if you were having issues with it at the end of the season last year, talk to Lemons Heating and Cooling. They'll get you squared away. They got free estimates available. And they're working throughout northern Colorado because they helped me. They worked with me in Timnath. So lemonsheatingandcooling.com or you can call 970-567-0798. I don't like the. I'm sorry. I know Broard's like I'm okay. You're okay. Everybody's okay. We're all happy. But I don't think it's a particularly good look that the Colorado Avalanche are sending out a congratulatory tweet to. It honestly doesn't have anything to do with my Taylor Swift, you know, annoyance meter. It's about Travis Kelce. He's the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, Mike. He's the tight end for one of your biggest, probably your biggest rivalry. I know some people say it maybe is the Raiders, but the Broncos want to beat the Chiefs. That's who they want. And we are congratulating Travis Kelce on this. Congrats to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on this exciting moment. No way. This is not a good look. This is our rival, man. This is not cool. I'm sorry. You cannot do this. But all right, I'll calm down. But that's just not, it's not cool, Mike. You can't do it. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I mean, it's one thing to just say, you know what? Congrats to Taylor Swift. If it was Taylor Swift and anybody else. But you're going to say congrats to Travis Kelce, the tight end of the Kansas City Chiefs. This has 17,000 views. Yeah, maybe. Texter from the 931. Did the Avs just sell out? Possibly. Yeah. So their tweet before that, did they delete it? Wow. They're going all in on this, man. So their tweet before that, 37 minutes ago, had 6,800 views. They're retweeting everything. They're retweeting him in Chiefs gear. It's a love story, and Taylor said, yes, the NHL is doing it. What is happening? Michael.
We're losing
what
humanity.
I want to cuss.
I think aliens are coming down and destroying the world.
This
would be like the Denver Broncos going, congratulations to Jamie Benn on everything you've done in the world.
Right!
Like, what the hell is going on in this bizarro world?
This is jacked up. Even the NHL.
I'm calling the Avs.
So the NHL tweets this out, a picture of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. He's clearly in Chiefs gear. Oh, he's in red. Maybe not Chiefs gear. It's a love story, and Taylor said yes. Congratulations to Taylor Swift and Kelce on their engagement.
Can I see that picture really quickly?
No, you cannot touch my phone. All right. So, okay. That is whatever. It's annoying, but it's fine. The NHL can do that. But the Avs retweeted it and say congrats to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on this exciting moment. An hour ago, they Avs Twitter psychic, but make it for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement. When they tweeted out 2 hours ago, do you know what today is? What? I know what they're doing, Mike.
I'm looking at the picture of Travis Kelce, and the shirt says, I love Russia on it.
Stop. See, now you're just... Okay.
Mike, let me help you.
I know you went to training camp and you worked with the Broncos and you were terrible, but you can't just say things like that, because if random person's tuning in and they hear you drop whatever it is you just dropped, they take that as fact. So that is another...
I would like
that
is to another take that as fact.
Demerit for you.
A demerit, Thomas?
This one equals 4, and you can only get so much of those. You can only get so many.
What happens if I get so many of those? Do I not get Legos?
You don't get to eat. Like, we just won't allow you to eat. I know that probably doesn't seem legal, but that's what we're going to do. I'm running out of ideas.
That breakfast sandwich that I cooked?
You won't get to eat it.
Dang.
You have to watch somebody else eat it. That's part of the rule. 931. Did the sports world is losing focus. No, you know what they're doing? They're doing it for clicks. It's all for clicks. My biggest nemesis Buffs fan, C-Mart's Buffs, he actually agrees with me. Because he's like, what the hell? The Avs. Like, the Avs are bringing me and Buffs fans together. Because you said, congratulations to Travis Kelce. Listen, we're all people at the end of the day. We can love each other. But when it comes to sports, and you're tweeting as the Avs... Now, if that person by himself, by herself, whoever it is, tweets out, congrats to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Okay, fine. But don't do it under the Avs Twitter account. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't get involved in that nonsense.
Mm-mm.
Stay in your lane. Let's keep it with sports and maybe generic holidays. Like,
even if they would have just congratulated Taylor Swift by herself. If, like, let's say she wasn't, it wasn't Travis Kelce. She was engaged to you or something. And
oh,
they were,
God.
And they, you would.
She can do better. She can do better.
Don't sell yourself short, man. Her music sucks. So,
man, well, I've
you'd
never
have to
heard,
hear that all the time. I've She'd be walking around going, you broke my heart, so I'm mad at you and all this stuff.
I heard one song, but it was watching Drumeo.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
YouTube channel.
But imagine if she was getting engaged to Drumeo or whatever, and they tweet out, congratulations to Taylor Swift. Okay, I'd be like, Really? The Avs? Okay, whatever. But they're trying to get a fan base. They're trying to get more young fans. But he's our arch rival. He's our nemesis.
We hate him. I actually hate him more than I hate Patrick Mahomes.
He's our nemesis. Nobody likes this. Everyone's saying this is bad. I wish the Panthers had won in 1996 now. The Denver Broncos would not be happy with you saying this. There's still time to delete this. Grow up. Avalanche Swifties assemble. Oh, no. Now you're getting them, too.
Oh, God. They want the Swiftie fans.
Why are you tweeting this? Mind your business. Stop. Dude, this is not good.
How do I figure out my Twitter account password so I can tweet at them?
I don't know.
Dear Avalanche, bad. No. No. Stop it.
You're 90 years old.
Don't make me rub your nose and... the dirt.
It's very bad. I wonder how the dude down the hall feels about this. He doesn't care because he's not a big NFL football guy.
Or music.
But this is... I don't care about the Taylor Swift thing. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I don't know. But the Avs can't be doing this. This is not cool. Very upset.
I mean, if it was like any other player, like if it was someone on...
Yeah.
The
Taylor
Browns.
Swift and Joe Flacco.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
Whatever.
Like, congratulations, you've
Taylor Swift and Joe Flacco. He's quite a bit older than her, probably.
I have no idea how old she is.
No, maybe not that much older. I mean, he's still playing.
I let's see here. She's something years old. I'm older than him. I know that. And I'm 44.
Big Hub says, Brady, be proud of them. No,
no,
he's our enemy. Travis Kelce is the tight end for the Broncos' biggest rival. Right now. It used to be the Raiders.
It's still the Raiders.
It's the Chiefs today.
It will always be the Raiders.
Oh, we're poll questioning that. We're Lorado Whiskey poll questioning that. Don't make me Lorado Whiskey poll question you. Because I will, and the people will speak. It is the Chiefs. I want to beat the Chiefs more than I want to be the Raiders, to beat the Raiders today.
I will always hate the Raiders more than anything. More than anything, I will hate the Raiders the most. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I hate more than the Raiders.
I don't like this new social media team for the Avs. I don't.
Yeah,
like
we
it.
Need to. They we don't. Need to go.
They just
down
randomly tweeted. Do you know what today is? That
game
was
day.
Just for random clicks, and then they reposted. It's the day Travis Kelce and what's her face gets engaged.
Is this being run by a teenager?
I don't know, man. But this isn't a good look. It's nothing about Taylor Swift. It's all about Travis Kelce.
I'm writing a letter.
This is bad. I'm writing a letter.
Like
we should write a letter together. Yeah. We should write a letter together.
Let's do it.
Every
after
other
the
word.
Show.
Like
after the
I hate, you know, you. Every other
I
word.
I hate everything
okay. That didn't
about
work.
You.
That didn't work.
Isn't that a song?
Well, County Swami says it's all about clicks, baby. Not a single problem with it. I don't like anything that is happening here. We have an actual hooligan that listens to this show, calls themselves a hooligan, maybe even a Hall of Famer, Weld County Swami, and no problem with this? This is your rival. The Jamie Benn thing was a great comparison. What the Broncos are running around saying, oh, congrats, Jamie Benn and Jennifer Lopez or whatever. I don't know who the kids are liking. Celine Dion. Like, those are the hot celebs today, aren't they?
She's got a great song, by the way. Celine Dion.
Yeah, she's amazing.
One from Deadpool 2.
Oh, that's dumb.
That's the only song of hers I know, but it's
she
it's
did the Titanic
really
song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't seen Titanic, but the music was written by James Horner, my favorite composer. Sorry. Look, if the Avalanche, if we find out the Avalanche got their Twitter hacked by the Red Wings,
they probably got
I would actually
like
the Red Wings. I would be like,
this
okay.
This is a bad move.
I
don't
hate
care
the Red
about
Wings
clicks.
Less.
Have some freaking respect for the state that you play hockey in.
Don't make us deport you.
I am not happy.
We will send you to New Mexico.
If the Broncos send out a congratulatory tweet next to Taylor Swift, to Travis Kelce, we are going to go down there.
We're going to send them to Nebraska.
And we are, Texter says, can I find a shock collar for Michael? You're getting a little too carried away. But we're going to go down there, and we are going to mess with them. And we're going to just mess with them really hard. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Do not go anywhere. I got a lot of texts on this. But the Avs, you screwed up. Now you must suffer the consequences. We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man game. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Saying it. If you're a Broncos fan and you don't find the Colorado Avalanche's tweet, congratulatory tweet to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, then come see me in my office. You're not a real Broncos fan. Weld County Swami says it has nothing to do with anything on the field. Not a problem with it at all. It doesn't matter. You're tweeting as the Avalanche. You're a Colorado Avalanche congratulating the arch rival. You won't hear me say it. I will not congratulate Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift on this radio show because I'm in the whole show mode. If I saw Travis Kelce in public, you know what I would do? No, I would not fight him. I would walk away. I would not ask for an autograph. I would not. Promise you that. Same with Taylor Swift. I would not want them to ruin and devalue whatever it is I have on me at the time. I would not congratulate them. Now, do I wish bad things upon those two people? Hell no. But I'm a sports hate person. I don't hate them in real life. But in real life, if I saw them, I would still not congratulate them. Would I let them pass the crosswalk if I was in my car and, you know, you got to yield to the walkers? Yes, I will. I will do that. If I'm in front of Taylor Swift walking into a restaurant, will I turn and hold the door open? Yes, I would do that. And if Travis Kelce happened to be behind her, I would continue to hold the door open and allow Travis Kelce. But that's just a people thing. Just a people being a people thing. But if they walk by me and I go, hey, by the way, congrats to you too. Happy for you. No. Not going to do that. We're not going that far. He's Travis freaking Kelce. Now, will I draft him on my fantasy team if he was available in his prime? Yes, but that's about moolah. That's different. it is different. That is different. But yes, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting married is not a celebration of the American teams, and it certainly should not be a celebrated thing in the state of Colorado. We're better than that. John Elway deserves better than that. Nikola Jokic, that one probably doesn't work as much with the music behind us, but they still deserve better than that. We are not congratulating Travis Kelce on his engagement on a Colorado Avalanche Twitter account. It's the same thing when the person that used to be the Rocky, the mascot for the Nuggets, went to a political event dressed as Rocky. They said, no, do not do that. Same thing. This is as bad as politics. Gross. Buy or sell coming up next.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.